Let's move on to speaking of real people being discriminated against and not Mr. Saray, who decided he was a member of a minority class so that he could, I don't know, gain prominence in the Liberal caucus. Real people, 6 million of them, were discriminated against by the federal government thanks to Justin Trudeau's discriminatory policies during COVID. And those were people who were subject to the inability to travel restrictions. You couldn't go out and eat. Many of you lost your jobs, fines and tickets. But Liberal MP Kevin Lamoureux says, thank goodness that those people were marginalized from society, that they were cut away from good, virtuous people like him, because if you made a medical choice that was different than his, you were somehow just a far-right conspiracy theorist. Let's show this clip.
And I just want to know how much money did they spend on these studies to support this ARRIVE scam when they knew that they didn't have the science to even support it from day one?
The Honourable Parliamentary Secretary.
Well, Madam Speaker, the mega conservative far right is coming out. These are the anti, you know, these are the ones that still deny the pandemic. And at the end of the day, you know, thank goodness it was the Canadians and the majority of the people in the House saw the value of protecting the health and well-being of Canadians, and that the far right was marginalized back then, Madam Speaker, because as a direct result, more people are living today in Canada. As a direct result, a lot more people were healthier during that process.
I mean, I suppose that is true if you don't take into account all the undiagnosed cancers and then the cancers that didn't get treatment because we wanted to keep those hospitals empty. And then I suppose that would be true too if we didn't take into account all those excess deaths that nobody can seem to explain. Yeah, then if you just ignore those things, then yes, people are healthier. If you ignore the mental health crisis on young people that were isolated for upwards of 3 years, then yeah, I guess Canadians are healthier, or the obesity epidemic because were they all just Uber Eats and chilled, then yeah, I suppose we are healthier. But yeah, I'm not taking advice about health from Gollum there, by the way.